Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
Can get things started with Matt.
Morning, Bob. Yeah, I know. Excited. Nothing going on yet, but soon. We just talked to Chapman, and he said that he's pretty much fully cleared for the start of workouts. So you mentioned the kind of plan for getting early on, but are there any plans to maybe ease him into work to go to start with, or is he pretty much good to go?
No, he's good to go. I mean, he's, like I said, he's been chomping at the bit. So it's just more about what potentially our schedule looks like for him as far as games. But yeah, it's not surprising that he's put himself in the position that he's in right now.
Manolo.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Manolo.
Yeah, could you talk a little bit about Trevor Rosenthal, his meaning and the fact that you add in such a stellar presence and experience as the closest to the ball club?
Yeah, what a huge sign this is. I mean, and this is what I was alluding to the other day about, you know, adding more guys to the mix. And it, once you get, you know, the ninth inning nailed down, then you can start looking at the other options and where everybody else fits in. But, you know, last year our bullpen was one of the best bullpens in all of baseball. And as of 2 weeks ago, it looked a little bit different. Now it's another fantastic bullpen with depth and a true closer. A lot of teams don't have that. A lot of teams either, you know, look to match up or do things a little bit differently. But, you know, with Trevor here now, we know what the ninth inning looks like.
Yeah, Chad Pinder, we just talked to him. You know, he could play everywhere in the diamond. But I wonder if this year the plan probably will change a little bit for him in the sense that probably you believe he might get a chance to play in one specific position over the others.
No, I think the plan again is to potentially move him around some. You know, very few guys are able to do what he can. You know, a lot of it depends on health. A lot of it depends on depth. You know, what the team looks like when we leave. If there's an opening, you know, he can fill it just about any spot. So we'll move him around spring and give him plenty of bats and get him ready for any particular role that we feel like we feel is best for him.
Vince.
Good morning, Bob. First, any comments on Cal Bear and Max Homa winning the PGA Tour tournament yesterday in L.A.?
No, I could have brought it up. And, you know, with he and Morikawa now, too, there's two elite golfers on tour. So it was fun to watch. I did watch the end of that yesterday and was pulling for him. Pretty cool.
Have you had your first full squad meeting yet with your team?
I did. We had it at 9 o'clock. Social distance like you wouldn't believe. We had chairs scattered out amongst the, you know, out on the grass out there in the stretch field. We minimized it to 30 minutes tops. But yes, I did have that meeting this morning.
And without you, you know, revealing everything, can you give us a general thought on what your early message was to this group of players?
Well, first was having to stay, you know, disciplined with protocol. Those type of things need to be reinforced. I touched on that a little bit, and then I touched on the fact that I think our team, after the last couple of weeks and the job that our front office did to put together this, you know, the bullpen you know, our team in general, the expectations should be the same that it's been the last couple of years. And I think that's a relief, not a relief, but I think that's what everybody expects. And again, you got to credit Billy and David with doing a good job here at the end, you know, to put the type of team together where not only do I feel that way, but the players feel that way.
And finally, especially for a contending team and one that's defending a division, how critical is it to have that back end piece locked down? You had pitchers that could probably close games, but this is a closer per se. What does that mean?
Well, it allows you to start looking, you know, starting from the ninth inning and work back. You know, ninth innings lockdown guy like he's been, certainly was last year. His numbers were unbelievable. You know, it allows you to look at it. Different variables, different parts, different, you know, who you're targeting for what. And, you know, it puts us in a similar situation when we had Liam here, and we didn't think that was going to be the case once Liam signed with Chicago. So it's a lot easier on us to not have to be as creative at the, you know, in the last couple innings to think where guys should go.
Matt?
Are you guys still waiting on anybody from the full squad position player side to come into camp, or do you guys have everyone?
Perez got here today, but it's going to be a little bit for him based on the protocols and that he's going to have to go through. And then maybe one other position player that potentially could be announced here at some point in time in the next couple of days.
Simone?
Sorry, just to clarify, so Matt Chapman is good to go. Are you going to still use him as a DH and slowly move him into a game, or?
I'm not really sure yet. We'll see how we go through, you know, this week. I think our first game's Sunday. It puts us in a position where we don't have to worry much about it. And I'm going to have to take the lead from the training staff on what they think is a prudent thing to do early on.
Manolo?
Bob, a couple of years ago, you had a lot of expectation on Dustin Fowler. Of course, he got injured, he was injured when you got him. And he's one of those guys that you would love to have back if you have a chance, if he clears waivers.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, we really like Dustin here. And Dustin's still a really good player with, you know, the potential of a nice career. What that means when a guy like, you know, Dustin is designated is it means you have really good depth on your 40-man roster, because a couple of years ago we were talking about this guy as being one of our best prospects. And I don't discount the fact that he, like I said, he still could have a nice major league career, but it means that we're awfully deep on our 40-man roster when you're subtracting a guy like Dustin.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Mm-hmm.